Walmart makes more revenue than Microsoft, Meta, and Nvidia combined. They bring in more revenue than any other company on Earth. Yet, Walmart's not a tech giant. They own retail and grocery stores, a business with low margins and slow growth. Yet, Walmart is priced like a tech company. In 2023, Walmart's share price went vertical. Why? What changed with Walmart to get them to almost a $1 trillion valuation? How did a grocery store turn into a tech company? And is it about to come crashing down? What makes this even stranger is that for most of history, Walmart's share price has been pretty flat. For a long time, Walmart has been the classic defensive stock. Gigantic company, old industry, minimal growth. From 2000 all the way to about 2017, Walmart shares went largely sideways, hovering around $15. But growth was consistent, even if in the single digits, and earnings were going up consistently too, and much faster. So why the lukewarm share price?
Good morning. Amazon.com reporting a 71% jump in fourth quarter profit as consumers shopped on the internet over the holidays.
As the e-commerce world exploded, it seemed like the brick-and-mortar model was outdated and waiting to die. Why invest in expensive real estate and stores when you can ship everything in bulk for cheaper? The convenience of shipping straight to customers was unbeatable. It felt like everyone said e-commerce was the future. For giant traditional stores like Walmart, the sentiment was, if not right now, maybe later. And to be fair, it was warranted. Showrooming is a big reason why a lot of retail chains like Sears and Toys R Us shut down, where customers looked at products in person, then ordered them online for cheaper. With Amazon climbing and these chains dying, you'd be mad to bet hard on Walmart. Even if it didn't die, it probably wouldn't grow, right? Yet, we don't seem to be in this post-retail e-commerce utopia like some MBAs predicted. How much of total retail sales do you think comes from e-commerce? Maybe 50% or 40%? Well, it's actually just 24%, and that number seems to have plateaued. I think we've all realized the limits of digital retail. Physical stores do a lot that online shopping simply can't. The whole experience of going out with friends and family and comparing products in person is often more fun than just scrolling and adding items to your cart. You reduce risk by seeing the product in person, and you don't need to deal with low-quality dropshippers like on Amazon. Everyone realized that retail stores weren't going anywhere, and Walmart was actually quite a good bet. From January 2018 to 2023, Walmart shares grew by about 30%, their best growth in history. But then it did something unexpected. At the end of 2023, Walmart share price exploded, $55 to $98. A company where a $10 gain was big had now almost doubled in 1 year. Now, obviously, retail wasn't going anywhere, but that doesn't explain this. Why did Walmart explode? Something doesn't add up, and that's especially true when we look at the stats. After the jump, Walmart's price-to-earnings ratio, or PE ratio, was 41. This means that at their current income rate, it would take 41 years for an investor to make their money back. For context, that's about as high as Nvidia's and over double Google's right now. What's going on? Why has their share price gone vertical? Why did investors suddenly go crazy over a department store? Walmart isn't a tech company, but they're priced like one because they think and execute like one. Today, with the help of AI, anyone can do the same. That's why I'm excited to talk about today's sponsor, Lovable. Lovable is Europe's fastest growing company, and for good reason. It helps you build full stack software just by describing what you want. No coding experience, no dev team. You write out your idea in plain English, and Lovable generates everything from the front end to the back end, even integrations with tools like Supabase or Stripe. It's like having a full stack engineer that works instantly. If you've ever had a $1 million idea but no way to build it, this is for you. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not about eliminating engineers altogether. It's about proving your idea before you waste time or money building the wrong thing. Need a product page with Stripe checkout, inventory management, and email follow-up? Done. Want to validate a scheduling tool with calendar integration and email reminders? Easy. Want to launch a newsletter signup flow with gated content? Lovable does that too. Lovable works across fintech, SaaS, e-com, and even digital media, letting you test, tweak, and launch faster than anyone still waiting on dev resources. So if you've got something you've been sitting on, a startup idea, a product concept, whatever, now is the time to build it. Click the link in the description to try Lovable for yourself. You just need a vision, and Lovable will help you bring it to life. Thank you to Lovable for supporting our videos. Let's take a look at the sheer scale of Walmart. Currently, it has over 10,700 stores in 19 countries. That's 10x the number of Costco and over 5x Target store count. That's extremely impressive, but retail is a cutthroat industry. Margins aren't great. Groceries are often 3% and retail is about 5%, which is where Walmart has sat for most of its life. These colossal stores only become profitable through scale, the sheer number of massive stores with mind-bending revenue. The reason investors went wild was entirely different. Walmart eventually realized that e-commerce doesn't have to be competition. In fact, they can massively grow their business. So Walmart began to diversify. In September 2020, during the pandemic, the company introduced Walmart Plus, a subscription like Prime for $98 a year. It came with unlimited free deliveries, faster payments, and better fuel savings at gas stations. It also came with Walmart Cash, which can be used for hotels, flights, and other travel costs. This encourages customers to spend more time at Walmart to get their money's worth, but more importantly, it's more revenue. Regular, consistent cash flow at that, and at way better margins. That's good, but nothing compared to their next move.
What if you could pay right from your Walmart app? Now you can. Open, scan, done. That's it. Introducing Walmart Pay.
This was basically just Apple Pay or Google Pay, but blue. So what's the big deal? Well, Walmart Pay is in your Walmart app, which tracks your receipts, lets you refill prescriptions, use gift cards, and of course, pay at Walmart. It's a bit strange and customers share the same confusion. Just accept Apple Pay and Android Pay. So I need to first unlock my phone, find the app, wait for the app to open, generate a code, then scan that code at the register. But it's all for one lucrative reason, tracking your data. Walmart saw the writing on the wall. The margins weren't in retail. For example, in Q1 2025, Amazon's retail revenue was $126.4 billion. That's a lot of money, but their income on that was less than $7 billion. Their advertising, however, made $13.9 billion in revenue, yet profit margins on advertising are typically 75-80%, which made Amazon around $11 billion. About a tenth as much revenue, yet more profit. About 77% of Google's revenue comes from advertising and even more of their income. Their real money was in advertising, and Walmart happened to have a lot of shopping data. Digital purchases, browsing data, spending data, Walmart Plus activity, and so much more. They knew what people shop for, when, how often, how much, all metrics advertisers drool over. All of this is called Walmart Connect, their ad service. If you go to walmart.com, you'll see all kinds of suggested tailored deals and products. It's the same in the app. In store, you'll see ads everywhere. They have over 170,000 of them across thousands of stores. There's ads playing over Walmart radio. There's ads on self-checkout, advertising everywhere. And that's not even the strangest part. Walmart stores now have beacons. These use Bluetooth signals to detect nearby smartphones. When a customer's device comes within range, the beacon can trigger a mobile push notification, offering promotions, product recommendations, or special deals. When you're in store, Walmart knows where you are, what products you're looking at, and which promotions to send you. Walmart can track you everywhere. If you see an ad for a new blender on the app and eventually buy it in store, Walmart will know. Great for improving sales, but the real money comes from the advertising revenue itself. Companies pay Walmart for all of this advertising, and for investors, this was the dream. Real quick. We've racked up 160 million views on this channel, but we still haven't reached 1 million subscribers. Let's turn that around and perform more like Walmart in 2023. My dream is to reach 1 million subscribers by the end of this year. And if you watching right now subscribe, we can actually make that dream a reality. A solid, long-term, defensive, profitable company branching out into new high-margin businesses. That's the dream. Even though Walmart moved big into advertising in 2021, it all came to a head at the end of their financial year 2024. Revenue grew by 5.5%. Nothing special, but income was booming, from $11.6 billion to $15.5 billion, a 32% jump. This was huge. Their revenue grew only a little, yet their profit soared because of their new high-margin businesses. E-commerce sales crossed $100 billion, up 27%, which included Walmart Plus. Advertising revenue jumped to $3.4 billion, a 28% jump. It was barely 0.5% of their total revenue, but has margins of around 50%. Investors all jumped in, the share price spiked, and Walmart's growth continued. For 2025, ad revenue climbed 28% again to $4.4 billion, far ahead of projections. Everyone was super bullish on Walmart as their market cap climbed to a whopping $835 billion. But to be fair, things have slowed down a lot, and since 2024, things have been pretty flat. Are we about to witness one of the biggest bubble bursts? Well, let's take a closer look at those stats, because that share growth is very strange. Price-to-earnings ratio above 40, price-to-book of 8, and low dividends. You'd think it's an exploding tech company, but it's Walmart. A stock analyst for Seeking Alpha wrote that Walmart's high valuation metrics, PE over 40x, PBV of 8x, and a low growth around 4% annually, make it an unattractive investment. I really can't understand the reason why someone would want to buy Walmart shares today. Investors are starting to think that Walmart might be overvalued. Even if ad revenue is growing, it's still a very, very small part of Walmart, and that brings us to another problem. In 2025, Walmart warned that growth might be lower than expected, and they might miss their projections. Why? Well, after the pandemic, the company stumbled upon a gold mine. Higher-income customers looking to save money began shopping regularly at Walmart. This reached an all-time peak in November 2024. 87% of consumers earning $100,000 or more said that they shop at Walmart. So, Walmart leaned into this. Higher-income shoppers means higher earnings on ads. They've introduced more higher-fashion products and more luxury items, and they did a complete brand refresh in January 2025 to appeal to more of this market. This also explains why the number one benefit they push with Walmart Plus is saving time, since these customers are richer but time poor. These are customers who are willing to spend more money in store and bring a higher return for their ad business, but this might have backfired. They potentially alienated their original customers with these new higher price items, while their upper class shoppers aren't loyal to Walmart, just the cheaper prices. And now, those prices are moving upward, especially with the whole tariff situation. Since profit margins in Walmart are so low, almost all of this was passed on to the consumer. Walmart has thrived with Americans trying to offset higher prices by seeking bargains. Late February, however, the nation's largest retailer slashed its profit forecast for this year. Many who came to Walmart for cheap prices simply aren't staying. Walmart is in a strange position. For many, many years, it was the defensive stock to buy. It had slow, steady growth, though was largely horizontal. Yet, it's now the opposite. Somehow, it's just like Nvidia, Meta, and Google. But Nvidia, which even if it's overvalued, has an amazing operating margin between 50 and 60%, not to mention its insane growth. Apple has about 30%, and Google, while volatile, is usually between 25 to 35%. Walmart is a different story. Even with its new business endeavors, its overall margins have been the standard retail level at 5%. And it's been volatile too, currently sitting at about 4%. I don't necessarily think that Walmart is gonna crash, but they're gonna have a tough time living up to this valuation. Maybe they just go sideways for another 17 years while the fundamentals of the business catch up. If they want to change that, they need to increase their ad business, but that'll be tricky. They're not an e-commerce first platform like Amazon. They're still a physical store. But who knows? Maybe they grow a business like AWS and rocket through $1 trillion. Only time will tell. Speaking of e-commerce, Amazon has largely just become a glorified Temu. Check out this video to learn more. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.